I have never personally dated a streamer. There's also like VTubers, the characters instead of like people. It's not all about looks. Some people have like amazing personalities. I've been introverted my whole life. Streaming in general helped me with my social skills. I want to have positive impact on people that are introverted. Like, I'm not afraid to say that I'm an introvert. It's very important to network with other content creators in order to grow in this industry.
How's your day been?
My day's been pretty good. I woke up like 10-ish. It's like 1:30 right now. So, I have a friend over from LA that's staying in Vancouver for a week. So I've been like hanging out with him, streaming, making content for like the past 4 days.
Have you
Yeah,
been doing
that's
live streams or like in public, or have you been doing the streams where you do it at home?
The friend that's visiting, he's an IRL streamer, in real life streamer. So we've been doing more in real life content. But me, I do like PC streams, cooking streams, like more at home content too.
Huh.
Yeah.
How long ago did you start doing the IRL streams? I think I saw some pretty funny clips of
Oh,
you.
really? On
Yeah,
my YouTube?
on YouTube and Instagram Reels, I think.
Oh, okay. IRL streaming, I did it for like a year now. Yeah, it's been around a year. 'Cause I started full-time streaming like a year ago, around like September-ish. So I was like thinking of stuff to get more views and things like that. And I heard that IRL streaming has like good opportunities. And I met some friends that do like IRL streaming. So yeah, that's how I started.
So when your friend comes from like LA and does the IRL streams with you, what do you
Yeah.
guys do? Do you just like take him around the city and give him a tour? Do you guys plan out what you do, or do you guys just walk out and talk to strangers? What happened over the last 4 days?
The last 4 days, it's been like pretty interesting because I like to put out like content, like so something like interesting. So that's why I plan things like ahead of the time, but it was really spontaneous that he came this week. He decided like 3 days before that he's gonna come. So everything has been like kind of unplanned, more like spontaneous content, like talking to strangers outside. We did this like race content. So there was 4 of us, and then one of us was hiding, and then the 3 of us were like streaming on our separate streams, and then we had to like find that person the fastest. So it was like a hide and seek kind of content. It was spontaneous, but it was fun.
What's the delay on the IRL stream? Like, do people ever like go out to look for you?
Oh, delay?
Like, is there like a 5 minute delay, 10 minute delay from what people see on Twitch versus where you are in real time?
I think it's like really real time, like 3 second delay maybe. Yeah. So there is like this thing called snipers, stream snipers. So they come and find me when I'm IRL streaming, and then they come say hi. Sometimes like they give me gifts, like little things, like stickers and stuff.
How
Yeah.
often do you get stream sniped?
Not often for me, but people like bigger streamers, bigger IRL streamers, they would get stream sniped like daily.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it like scary? Like, are you worried that like someone's gonna like do something bad?
There was a time I was like deeply concerned for my safety because I was like there was a stalker online. And then he was like threatening for my safety. So, and then I do IRL streaming. That's why I was like kind of not doing the IRL streaming for a bit. But I definitely realized like, oh, this could be dangerous. That's like when I first realized that anyone can snipe me or follow me home after the stream, like things like that.
When you're like streaming, like What's your demographic? Is it just like a bunch of young boys? And like, are the comments like really like, do you have thick skin where you don't mind the comments?
That's a good question. I don't really know my specific demographics, but I know that Twitch is predominantly male. But my demographic is not like teenagers. It'll be like people in their 20s or 30s. And I do have some like female viewers, but they're mostly like other content creators or yeah, some female viewers too. Because I think Twitch itself is predominantly like male. Yeah.
Interesting. Do you guys like,
And
I was gonna ask, like, how do you guys like make friends? Like, are all your friends streamers? And like, does everyone like just date each other in the streaming world?
I heard that happens. I heard that happens a lot, actually, like dating each other. But I have never personally dated a streamer. But we kind of, the way we like make friends in this world is like add each other, like follow each other on each other's platforms, and then we reach out to each other, like DM on Instagram and say, oh, I'm coming to your city. Do you want to stream with me? Yeah, because since we're all content creators, I think we have this thing. We all have this thing. Like, if we don't make a co make content for that day when we hang out, we feel like FOMO. Like we feel like we're missing out. So I think we all like to like make content when we meet up.
Huh. One thing I remember seeing a lot last year was e-dates. That was like so
Dating.
popular. I think I was watching like a guy named Jason Weenie or something.
Yeah.
And he did a bunch of e-dates. Have you ever been on those e-dates? And it's just for fun, right? How does it work?
I have never personally been on an e-date because I think, I don't know. I just don't think I can like riz anyone up. I
Yeah.
think it'll be hard to do that. I'm just not confident that I'll be good. But I think the way it works is like they usually have like one girl and like a bunch of guys or vice versa. And then they try to appeal to the girl. And the last one to last is the winner. Something like that.
Do you think you're sort of naturally entertaining? And is it something you have to switch on? Because, like, an example I remember, like, there was this sort of like TikTok dating show. I went on it. It was like a blind, sort of folded blind date. And I'm like, I was so boring. Well, I wasn't boring. I was just being myself. I'm very calm and chill. And the contestant before me, he was loud. He was saying funny, crazy things. And I guess that wasn't me.
Well, I personally don't think I'm like that entertaining of a person. It's because I worked a normal job until like last year, and then I just really took social media seriously. Like it's only been like a year or so. So I've always been like introverted and things like that. So I'm really working on it, but I really don't think that it's something that like you're born with. I believe that you can kind of develop that skill to be more entertaining, but I think I'm not there yet. I'm not really satisfied yet, but I'm working on it by socializing, networking more, and like meeting up with other streamers definitely helps, like studying how they stream or like make content. It definitely has helped me.
Is it a big like energy drain, especially if you're like an introvert? Like for example, I love doing these podcasts and it's fun for me, but if I do them for like even after an hour and a half, I'm pretty like exhausted. And like streamers do this for like 8 hours. Like how do you guys do it?
Yeah, it's pretty draining. I think for me, since I'm an introvert, I perform better. I don't get drained as much if I stream alone. Even though I'm talking like nonstop for like, I usually stream like 5, 6 hours a day. It's like talking to myself, like I talk about whatever I want. But I try to make it slightly more interesting. But if I stream with like other people, that's when it really drains me. Like I have to put out a lot of energy, high energy, and yeah, that's pretty energy draining.
Right now, to be able to do it full time, Claire, do you sort of, is it just off your subscriber base or sponsorships? What makes it work where you can do it full time?
Well, I just decided to quit my job and go into full-time content creating. A year ago when I quit my job, I didn't really have any like expectations, like, oh, I need to make this amount of money to be a full-time content creator or whatever. But I'm really grateful that I'm able to do this. Usually on Twitch, it's like subscriptions. You pay like $5 a month to support the streamer, subscription base or donations. People donate money to support the stream. But I'm trying not to rely on subscriptions or donations as much because I want to get more into like the sponsorships, like brands, working with brands, like. I don't want to rely on like individuals to live, to pay my living expenses. Yeah. So, yeah, that's something that I'm trying to work on. And in order to do that, I need to grow my channel. So, like, that's what I've been focusing on right now. Instead of like trying to make more money, I'm trying to focus on growing my platforms.
I had a friend who was like a TikTok sort of influencer. He had like maybe around 4 or 5 million followers at the time, and he was getting like 100K, 150K worth of donations just off doing these sort of 1 to 2 hour sort of meetups on Zoom or something. And at the end of the call, people would send him money. And he told me that like 95% of all his money came from like five girls or something, and they were like from India, Pakistan, Philippines, and like majority of it just came from like a few people, like super fans.
Yeah.
Is that a similar case with you?
It is pretty similar for me. I have like some very supportive supporters. I'm really grateful that have been helping me since I started streaming last year, and they have been really supportive ever since. So yeah, I have like maybe around five or less than 10 supporters that really really support me a lot.
He had a partner or a girlfriend, and he didn't sort of show her at all online, so no one knew. He had to sort of keep a persona of like being single. I'm assuming that like the moment you sort of say that you're not single, like you just lose a bunch of subscribers or like donations. Is that the case?
I heard stories that other content creators reveal their partner and things like that, and they lose viewers. But personally, I talk about dating and things like that, but I don't really reveal like dating history or like just because like current relationship status or things like that, because even if I'm like single, I wouldn't want anyone to feel like parasocial enough. Like if they give me enough money, like I'll like be able to go on a date with them or things like that. So I try not to like reveal too much of that for that reason too. Yeah.
What do you think is like the difference? So like I have a friend, she's on OnlyFans, and like she like talks to guys, she sends them messages, they like donate money for like packages of photos. I think they call it packs. So it's a very similar setup to streamers where people are messaging you, you're talking, you're replying to the chat, you're reading out donations. It's very similar. Obviously, you guys aren't like doing nude photos, and she isn't too. She's like just doing sort of bikini photos, but it's like very similar, is it not?
I don't think it's that similar, like OnlyFans or like the paywall platform, whereas like Twitch is more like a video live form content. So it's more like, even though it is like talking to them one on one, it's like less private because the chat chat is more public. There's everyone in the chat. Whereas like the paywall platform, like the messages would be like in a private setting, like one-on-one messaging. Yeah.
On days like other days, like if you wake up and you're just like sad, you're down, do you still get up, get in front of the computer and start streaming and put on a, like a happy face and start talking to everyone?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, sometimes I'm like really not in the mood to stream, but I stream anyways because I have like a stream schedule. I used to have a stream schedule Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Or before that, I stream like Wednesday, Friday, Sundays. But I set that to myself to be consistent. But I did that for a year and I realized that I will still be consistent whether or not I have a schedule or not because I trained myself to do that. So I got rid of my schedule and now I stream whenever I want. So it's been helping me more because I stream on days where I feel like I'm in a better mood. Yeah. Like when I'm in a more streamer mood.
What do you do during your off days, Claire?
During my off days, there is so much stuff to do, even on my off days. I make content on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and I also do Twitter. And I also work on like my Twitch channel because Twitch is my main platform. I try to improve my stream a lot, and I work out on my off days. Do house chores, going grocery shopping.
How do you balance like between like Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, like photo content, short sort of reel content, and then your long form, maybe YouTube content, or even just your stream?
What's the difference?
Well, how do you balance it all and know like how much shorts to post, how often you should post a photo on Instagram, how often you should do a tweet?
Well, I recently started like a routine or like a checklist, a weekly checklist. So I try to post on TikTok and YouTube every day, at least one every day, and like YouTube Shorts and TikToks because they're shorter form content, so they're easier to make, relatively easier. Instagram, I try to post twice a week, one reel and one post. But sometimes I post more, sometimes post a little less because I think for Instagram it's a little more curated. So if I don't like the photos or the content enough, I end up not posting them. And for Twitch, people say that Twitch streams are like not passive income at all. Because it's like you have to be live for a certain amount of hours a day, like, and you have to be consistent in order to grow. So on my Twitch stream days, I focus solely on the stream. I wake up, get ready, plan for the stream, and then I stream. And then afterwards, I work on the Twitch like channel a little bit, talk to my audience. Like on Discord.
With all those different things you mentioned, what would be considered as like passive?
I would say YouTube is a little more passive because it's like a permanent form of content. Like once you make it, it stays forever. And I heard a lot of stories where their video, they posted a video, and then 3 years later, it started exploding, that one video. And then they start growing, like that one video helps grow their YouTube channel a lot. So once you make one video, you never know like when it's gonna help you later.
Makes sense. You're like pretty like disciplined, Claire. You sort of like treat it like a real business.
Yeah, I try to. I take it seriously because I quit my job for this. And yeah, this is like my job. So yeah.
What was the story? Did you always want to be like an influencer or content creator? Like, what did you study and then what did you work as and how did you make that transition?
I've always wanted to be a content creator ever since I was young. I grew up watching YouTube a lot, and I wanted to be a YouTuber initially. So I posted on YouTube a few times, but YouTube is very like there's no like instant gratification because once you it takes a long time to edit a video, and then you're like, oh, this is such a good content. Like people are gonna love it. And then you post it to like no subscriber channel, and then there wouldn't be any views. And then I would get kind of discouraged, and I would be like, oh, this was not a good video. So I would stop posting. Whereas Twitch is more like once you go live, there's like people coming in, and it'll be like more instant gratification. So that's how I started Twitch streaming in the first place, because I tried YouTube. And then I didn't get views. And then I was like, oh, let me try Twitch. So I started streaming actually in December of 2020. When I was looking for a job, I was like, I just graduated university. And then that was during the COVID times. So I was in Korea for like 8 months. And then I came back and I was looking for a job. And then I was like, oh, why don't I start Twitch channel? And then I got relatively good viewership, and then I got a real job, so I stopped streaming. And then I realized that I actually don't have any passion for the job that I was working for, and I have more passion for content creating and like streaming. So I took a leap of faith and I quit my job, and that was quite scary because I worked like an entry level job when I first got my job, and I wasn't getting paid a lot, so I didn't have any ma money saved up, but I really wanted to take this leap of faith. So I just handed in my 3 week notice, and then during that 3 weeks, I worked really hard on Instagram and TikTok. And for me, Twitch was like later, once I grow Instagram and TikTok following first. But I was really lucky because my Instagram started growing rapidly. So during those 3 weeks. So I was like, oh, I think I can do this. And then that's how I started streaming again and content creating.
That's so cool. How did you like get viewers straight away when you first started? Like, I would have thought going from 0 to 10 viewers on YouTube was easier than going from 0 to 10 viewers on Twitch.
It didn't grow like instantly. It was more like in the very beginning when I first started streaming, it was like 0 to like 3 viewers, like the first like 2 weeks. And then I kept being consistent, like 3 days, at least 3, 4 times a week. And people came in more, and then it was like 5 viewers, like 10 viewers. It kind of like slowly grew. And at one point, it was like 50, 60 viewers before I quit streaming for my job.
Do you remember the usernames and names of the first 10 viewers?
Yeah, of course.
And do they still tune in till this day, 2 years later, 3 years later?
I'm actually still friends with like one of the viewers. She's a girl. She was like one of my first ever viewers, and she also lives in Canada. Like she's in Ontario, but she comes to Vancouver a lot. So we actually hung out like last week. We went to a dance class together. Other than her, after I started streaming again, some people came in and like say hi and things like that, but I got a new community after I started streaming again.
What brought you to Canada? Are your parents from Canada, or are they still in Korea? Did they just send you here to study and you just fell in love and you wanted to stay forever?
So my parents live in Korea right now, But my mom and my sister and I, we came to Canada when I was like 12. So there's like a funny story. I actually went to like camp, like a school camp thing in the Philippines during my sixth grade winter break. And then I really enjoyed that time. So I called my parents daily and I said, I want to live in the Philippines. Like, can I just live here? And then they took me very seriously. So my mom started looking into living abroad. And I always like envied people that go study abroad and stuff like that in elementary school. So that's something that I always wanted to do. And initially, my mom thought we were gonna stay here for a year and go back to Korea. But we ended up staying here ever since. I ended up staying here ever since. My sister is in Michigan. She lives in Michigan. She goes to school there. But my mom prefers living in Korea now. So she lives in Korea with my dad. Yeah.
Does your sister ever want to do what you're doing and like, man, like what Claire's doing looks so fun. Can I do that? Or not really?
She does want to do it, but knowing my sister, she's very how do I say it? She's very like this or nothing kind of person. So she really wanted to do it, but I felt like she would not work hard on her school if she starts streaming and enjoy this too much. So I said, once she graduates school, I'll help her with stream if she still wants to do that. But my sister is in like fine arts, so she is making like Twitch emotes, Twitch graphics and things like that, and she wants to sell them on like Etsy shop. Yeah, so I think I inspired her to do that. And she actually made me my channel art and like all those things. Yeah.
That's so cool. The thing that instantly popped to my head were the Botez sisters, those sisters that play chess. Like they're crushing it as like a sister duo.
Oh, yeah. I
Like
heard of
that's like
them.
the big thing. Like Andrew Tate and Tristan Tate, like sort of siblings that are creating content together, seem to be like doing really well. And I think people want to see sort of a duo because they want, like I've always wanted a younger or older brother. And I think girls want like a younger or older sister, and I think maybe that's why that content crushes it. But yeah.
Are you only child?
I have two younger sisters. Would you ever want to move to like LA?
I do. Yeah. I wanna move to LA or Texas because there's a lot of content creators out there. I don't think it's time yet for me. I think I need to keep working on growing my platforms.
Would you ever like move into like a content house? Yeah,
Not really, because I think that it'll be too crazy. Like I want to have my own personal space to recharge. Yeah. I wouldn't want to live in a house full of content creators always making content. Yeah.
do you recharge? What things do you like to do? Like what recharges you, Claire?
I just like being alone. I like meditating, like listening to music, doing yoga. Working out helps too. But I think for me, just being alone at my place, like at home, is my favorite.
Is it harder or easier for you to sort of fall into sort of like social media death reels? Like after a long day of work, I'm like, I just had dinner. I'm just like lying on my couch, just scrolling, and I just can't
Yeah.
stop. I like turn into a potato. Is it the same with a streamer, or do you just consume so much content every day where you're actually sick of it?
I consume so much content in a day, especially TikTok. I think for me, I like to say it's like market research because I have to film TikToks, like make TikToks and like reels and things like that. But I do it too much and I end up like doom scrolling for hours and hours. I tried to like delete the app before to stop the addiction, but once I download the app again, it comes back. So it's hard. It's hard.
I feel like streaming is such a dopamine triggering job where you're constantly getting hit with like messages, with donations, you're looking at the chat, you're like watching
Yeah.
content. It's sort of like, I feel like as a job, you'll get like ADHD just doing this job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I have ADHD. I've never been diagnosed, but I think streaming definitely makes my ADHD more severe because, yeah, like you said, there's so many things to look at. There's so many things to focus on when I'm streaming.
Man, what I'd love to do is like put a streamer in an empty room, put a camera, and just see what they do.
Like without a phone.
Without a phone. Just like empty room, silent, and like, do you fall asleep? Do you just like twiddle your fingers? Do you just run around in circles?
I think I'll probably fall asleep.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then with your meditation, what type of meditation do you do it daily? Do you do it just when you're sort of tired? Like, what type of meditation do you do, Claire?
I do like guided meditation. For like anxiety or things like that. I think I do it whenever I feel like it, but usually when I feel anxious or nervous because I tend to feel anxious a lot. So I do that like almost daily. Like 5 minutes of meditation helps a lot for
Got
me.
it.
Yeah.
Claire, like, if, like, let's say we're in another world, and, like, for whatever reason, you're an ugly girl, and you want to get into streaming, but you're sort of not attractive, how would you go about it? Like, are there any non-attractive female streamers that are, like, making money and doing it full time? Is that even possible?
I think so, yeah. There's also like VTubers. I don't know if you've heard of it, but VTubers are the characters instead of like people. So they use like cartoon character and they only use their voice to stream, and that's like a really big thing on Twitch. Like they make a lot of money from it. But I think it's not all about looks, I think. Like some people have like amazing personalities and there's an audience for everything. So I think if you have a great personality, even if like you're not like attractive or anything like that, I think there's audience for everything, yeah.
What's that? Is it VT streamers? What's the term for it? Those cartoon sort of characters?
VTubers.
VTubers.
It's like virtual YouTubers.
Whoa. And like, do they stream or is it YouTube only?
They stream on Twitch. Do
Oh.
you know, like I forgot what they're called, but Japanese like anime hologram artists. It's kind of like those. It's like cartoon characters, but so I think I'm not too sure how it works, but once you like move your hand or something, the character does the same thing. Yeah,
Whoa.
and then you make facial expressions,
Yeah.
the character does the same thing. Like, yeah.
Like sort of iPhone, how iPhone can you can put like a cat on your face and it
Oh
moves with you. Oh
yeah.
wow. And then do they use like a their own voice or is it like a voice modifier? And like who watches these?
A
VTubers.
lot of people.
What?
Yeah. It's
Wow.
because I think they focus more on like the personalities, like having a fun personality. So I think yeah, a lot of people watch that stuff.
Huh. And then what do they like talk about? Like if you're like this sort of animal or this character, like what do you stream about? Do you just stream like a normal person and watch YouTube videos and talk to the chat?
Yeah, exactly.
Huh. That's
Yeah.
so cool. I did not know that was a thing.
Oh, really? It's like a big thing on Twitch.
Wow. What's your thoughts on like AI and AI girlfriends? Like eventually guys and would be able to sort of get a similar experience talking to like a VTuber that's AI.
What's a AI girlfriend? So like kind of like ChatGPT, like
Yes.
Siri?
Yeah, similar to ChatGPT and Siri, but it's like they optimize to be like your girlfriend. And as you talk to them, they'll sort of get your preferences, they'll know your tonality. And like each person can have their own like customized girlfriend. Yeah.
I think it's pretty good because you can relieve your loneliness or whatever you negative feelings too. Sometimes you can't share a lot of like your negative emotions to in real life people just because of like the fear that they might judge you a certain way, especially if you're like close to them. So I think having that AI that will always be on your side. I think that'll be like a great support system.
It's pretty cool how like IRL streaming has sort of gotten people out of the house. It sort of it reminds me of Pokemon Go, how like all of a sudden everyone was going to the parks, everyone's going out because of the game. And streaming is, I don't know what, I probably change a lot over the next 5 years, but you know, the streamers are going from like sitting in their rooms 24 hours a day and just streaming to like going out in real life, talking to people. And then I think their audience probably watch that and get inspiration and they go out and talk to strangers. So it seems like it's sort of balancing it out and people are being less scared. Hopefully, we'll see. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I think so. I've been introverted my whole life, and I think streaming in general helped me with my social skills or like being less scared to go out more and things like that. So I want to have positive impact on people that are introverted. Like, I'm not afraid to say that I'm an introvert. I'm not afraid to say that I suffered from like social anxiety like 2 years ago. And I want people to look at me and think, oh, I can do that too. Like, go do an IRL stream and approach strangers if they want to. Yeah.
Is IRL streaming blowing up now, and is it like the big trend? Because I remember seeing IRL streams like 5, 6 years ago. People were doing it, but it was never as big as it's now. It feels like every big streamer, like Aiden Ross, Nico, everyone's doing. What's the other guy? Can't remember the other guy's name. But yeah, like it feels like a big thing. Is it because there's more money? Is it because you can do clips and clips go viral? Well, what's the current trend and why?
I think before, until a few years ago, Twitch has been predominantly like a gaming platform. So people only like played games on Twitch. But nowadays, it's shifting from that. And now it's like more content, like just chatting or IRL content that's not really a gaming content is like blowing up more. So there's always been IRL category. But I think lately people are doing it more because games wouldn't get a lot of views too. It's too saturated. And to be honest, it's not very fun to watch someone play a game, especially if they're not very good. So I think it's easier, lower barrier of entry than like a game content.
Do you do any like retention tricks or strategies on your stream? Like, how do you, like, I know in YouTube you have to have like cut every 3 seconds. When it comes to streaming live, do you just have a constant backlog of videos and it's just one video to watch after another? Are you constantly reading the chat? How do you sort of just keep it going back to back?
So my friend that's also a con streamer, he told me a strategy like, so you would separate each hour into like an episode. So the first hour would be like an introduction, and the second hour would be some kind of content, and the third hour would be something else. Like, and I think having these like little episodes even for each stream, I think it'll help retaining some attention. Yeah.
Do you stream for a certain amount of hours for those 3 or 4 days you stream each week?
I stream at least like 4 hours a day. So 4 or 5 hours, sometimes 6 hours, sometimes more. Yeah, but I try not to stream less than 4 hours just because sometimes like viewership picks up like later in the stream.
What's the most amount of viewers you've had on a stream?
Most amount of viewers? Well, yesterday I was streaming with my friend on my stream and we had like 1500 viewers.
Wow,
Yeah.
that's a lot.
Yeah, but it's because my friend is a big streamer and he helped me.
That's so cool. Do you consume other streams? Like, what's your main sort of content you reckon you consume, Claire?
I watch a lot of my friends. I watch a lot of different types of streams. Sometimes I watch like IRL streaming. Sometimes I just watch like just chatting, like girls chatting. Sometimes I watch like Valorant because I used to play Valorant and I'm not good. So it's like satisfying to watch someone that's like very good. Yeah, but since I am like IRL slash just chatting streamer. That's the main form of content I consume.
What's Just Challenge?
Oh, just chatting.
Oh, just chatting. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then, so I guess you're just constantly reading the chat the whole time. Is that the main thing?
Yeah, some people just like read the chat. Some people like tell their stories. I think once someone says something, you can like relate to that and then tell your story. Yeah, just like regular conversation, but with like a message.
When you're like streaming like every day, do you run out of stories and run out of messages?
Yeah, but streaming is all about like repeating the same stories because sometimes viewer wouldn't be there. Like one viewer wouldn't be there and you tell a story, they miss it. So it's okay to like repeat stories. Yeah.
Do you ever say something crazy on purpose because you want to get that clip? Or do you usually accidentally say sort of offhand things and you're like, okay, that's going to be a good clip?
I used to, when I didn't know how to stream, like I didn't have a clue. I used to just keep it really casual, like how I would talk to a friend. Like I wouldn't just say something crazy out of nowhere to a friend just to shock them, right? So I used to talk like that, but lately, since I discovered like streaming strategies, I realized that you need to say unhinged, like crazy stuff sometimes, make these moments like fun, crazy moments. Just like in any content, to be honest, like attention grabbing things, just so I can clip it and then make fun clips out of it. Yeah. But I would normally not say these things. Or like to a friend, I guess. I wouldn't like during a regular conversation, yeah.
When you like say like unhinged things, are you like worried that like it might make you look bad or it might be embarrassing to yourself? Or you're like, oh wow, I look so stupid saying that.
I do think that sometimes, like, oh, am I embarrassing myself? But I think I have like boundaries. So I wouldn't say something like that would completely embarrass myself in my opinion.
Because like sometimes I watch like guy streamers, like especially on those e-dates, like some of them they just say really crazy things and it's really funny, but like people are laughing at them, not like with them. So I sort of feel sorry for them at the same time. And I know that in like 5, 10 years' time, when they look back at that clip, they probably would have massive regrets. But then at the same time, you sort of need to say crazy things to sort of get attention.
I think since we're content creators, they wouldn't really regret these single moments just because that's just like content, like how you would make content. I think how I view it is in the long run, if you create a community big enough to stably do this full time, I think it's okay. As long as like they're comfortable doing it. I don't think I'm one to judge like whether they're embarrassing themselves or not.
What's your goal and plan for the next 6 months, Claire?
Next 6 months. 6 months from now. I want to really grow my Twitch channel for now and also all my other platforms like Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. Yeah, but I don't want to name any like numbers. I don't wanna like, yeah. But I
Patience.
do wanna grow it and I want to do this more stably. So that's my goal.
Any sort of recent discoveries or things you've learned that you've been implementing to your day-to-day life?
Oh, I discovered the power of networking. Even though working hard and creating good content is very important, it's very important to network with other content creators in order to grow in this industry. That's something I'm not very good at, like socializing and networking, but I've been enjoying it a lot more because I enjoy this job and I enjoy meeting other content creators. So I'm excited to meet other content creators, not just streamers, but yeah, that's what I've been doing lately.
And then like how do you go about it? Like do you just cold DM people? And I feel like it must be easier as like a girl to like network because you probably get like a much higher response rate.
So how I do it is I'm also very scared of like rejections. So I wouldn't like just cold DM someone, especially if they seem too busy or yeah. So how I do it is if I like them, I would follow them. And if they follow me back, I would DM them and ask like if you want to meet up. Sometimes like people reach out to me first and I say yes to almost all of them. So yeah, I just try to go to every event, everything. Yeah.
That's super duper cool, Claire. Congrats on like everything you've built. Like I definitely see like how disciplined you are. You've really, taken it seriously and you've treated it like a real business and you have the schedule and it's hard to like quit a job and you sort of really had the balls and had the confidence to sort of make that big leap. So congratulations on everything you've sort of built and it's only gonna keep going and I think you're gaining momentum. And like if you keep at it, you're like definitely gonna crush it in the next few years.
Thank you.
Awesome. Claire, where can people find your stream, follow you? Where are the best places for people to get more of you?
I stream on Twitch, so it's twitch.tv/Clarline, CLARARLINE. And I'm also active on Instagram, the same handle, at CLARARLINE, and also TikTok and YouTube. All the same handles, yeah, and Twitter. Thank
Thanks for your time today, Claire.
you, Andy.
Hopefully you guys got some value from this episode. Please let me know your thoughts. Send me a message. I really want to get your thoughts on how this episode went. I want to get your feedback. But hopefully you guys had some fun on this episode, and I'll see you guys next week with another episode. Peace.